Welcome to this advanced masterclass on swing for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, with a jungle and old-school DNB focus. This is one of those topics that sounds simple until you actually try to make it feel right, because in drum and bass, swing is not just a nice little groove setting, it is the difference between a loop that sounds programmed and a loop that feels alive, dangerous, and expensive. And in jungle especially, the magic is often sitting in that tiny space between rigid grid precision and slightly imperfect human drag. So in this lesson, we are not just adding groove to a beat, we are building a swing workflow where the drums, ghost hits, bass stabs, and transition moments all move with intention. The goal is roller momentum. That means a loop that keeps pushing forward, even when it is sparse. A loop that can run for 64 bars and still feel hypnotic, not tired. Let's set the mindset first. In DNB, swing should be treated like hierarchy, not decoration. Some elements are responsible for holding time. Other elements are responsible for leaning into time. If everything swings the same amount, the groove gets mushy. If nothing swings, it feels stiff. The sweet spot is contrast. So start with a clean Ableton Live 12 set around 170 to 174 BPM. Keep the session short and repeatable at first, ideally working in a 2-bar or 4-bar loop. That repetition matters, because you need to hear the pocket quickly and clearly. Swing is much easier to judge when the loop comes back around often enough for your ear to lock in. Set up a few tracks straight away, one for the main break sample, one for extra drum layers like kicks or snares, one for ghost percussion, one for bass, one audio track for resampling, and optionally a reference track if you want to compare your groove against a classic roller you know well. And have the groove pool ready, because we are going to use it intelligently, not lazily. The first big move is to choose and chop a break like a drummer, not like a loop user. Drag in a classic style break or any drum loop with strong transients. Jungle momentum lives inside the break itself, so do not flatten it completely. If you use simpler, switch to slice mode and slice by transients. Keep fade time low, around 1 to 5 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks if the source is clean. Now separate the break into rolls. You want your main snare anchors, your ghost notes, your offbeat hats and shuffles, small pickup fragments before the snare, and tiny fill pieces for the ends of bars. This is where the control begins. When the break is split into rolls, you can keep the core pocket intact while pushing the supportive details more aggressively. That gives you authenticity and control at the same time. Now let's talk about groove mapping. A lot of people make the mistake of treating swing as one global number. In DNB, groove is layered. Your break, hats, bass stabs, and fill fragments may each need different timing behavior. So use the groove pool with a few different groove sources. You do not need a giant library. You need contrast. A strong starting point is to give the main break a moderate groove amount, maybe around 25 to 45%. Then let ghost hats and percussion swing more heavily, around 45 to 65%. Keep the bass stabs tighter, maybe 10 to 25%, and keep fill clips somewhere in the middle. The point is that the drums can move differently from the bass, and the top end can feel looser than the low end. If the swing feels good, commit it to the clip. That way you can manually refine timing after the fact. And here is a key teacher tip. Use quantization only as a recording aid, not as a crutch. Set global quantization to 1/16 or 1/8 if you need it for ideas, but then stop relying on it. The real groove comes from nudging notes by ear, not over-quantizing them into oblivion. Now open up the MIDI from your sliced break and refine the pocket manually. This is where the advanced work lies. Focus on three timing zones. First, keep the snare anchor firm. That is the backbone. Second, move pre-snare pickups slightly earlier or later depending on the feel. Third, let ghost notes and hat ticks sit behind the beat for a rolling shuffle or slightly ahead for urgency. A great starting experiment is this. Move ghost hats 10 to 20 milliseconds late if you want that lazy rolling drag, and move pickup hits 5 to 15 milliseconds early if you want a forward lean into the snare. That little contrast can make the whole loop breathe. If you are using drum rack, separate your main snare and ghost hits onto different pads, then route them to a drum bus. On that bus, use drum bus slightly. A little drive, a little transients, and keep the crunch controlled. You want snap and attitude, not smashed flatness. And keep the break narrow in the low end. If the source has too much ambience or low-end junk, clean it up. High pass the break return if needed so the subspace stays clear. Now design the bass so it dances around the swing, not on top of it. For this style, a split layer approach is ideal. Use a pure sine sub and operator, mono and stable. Then build a mid-bass layer in Wave Eatable, analog, or another synth with a detuned saw or Reese character. If you want extra texture, add a grit layer and high pass it so the sub stays untouched. Write a bass phrase that leaves holes for the break. Old school roller bass often works best with call and response phrasing. Think, a hit on beat 1, a short answer on the end of 2, a tail or slide into beat 4, and then at least one obvious pocket where the snare can breathe. The bass should sound like it is answering the drums, not crowding them. Timing-wise, keep the sub tighter than the mid layer. That is huge. If the sub drifts too far behind the beat, the low end loses pressure fast. So if you want a little drag, give it to the mid bass first. A 5 to 10 millisecond delay on the mid layer can add weight without smearing the bottom. And if the loop feels too static, use a gentle auto filter move, maybe some slow automation on cutoff, plus a little saturator with soft clip on the mid layer. Keep the sub clean and centered with utility at zero width. Now comes one of the most important concepts in this whole lesson, swing contrast between drums and bass. If everything swings equally, the loop gets soft and vague. Instead, keep the kick and main snare fairly stable. Let the ghost notes, percussion, and top loop swing more. Then give the bass a different timing profile from the drums. In practice, that can mean applying more groove to the top percussion than to the snare, or keeping bass stabs tighter for the first two bars, then loosening them in bars 3 and 4. Another powerful tool is note length. Short notes feel punchier and more defined. Longer notes feel more legato and can drag the pocket a little. So use note length as part of your groove design, not just as a musical decision. A very effective advanced technique is to duplicate the bass clip and make a response version with fewer notes and slightly later placement. Then alternate the two every two bars. That creates natural phrasing without needing obvious fills. It is a really nice way to keep the loop breathing. Now resample the groove. This is where Ableton's sampling workflow becomes incredibly powerful. Create an audio track and set it to resample your drum bus or a pre-master drum and bass bus. Record 8 bars of the groove. Then comp or slice the best moments back into the arrangement. Resampling is powerful because it turns your timing choices into editable audio. You can slice transients, reverse tiny fragments, create stutters, and automate tape style edits. You can also freeze and flatten or resample the bass bus, then rechop pickup hits into a new sampler rack. This is how the loop starts sounding like a record instead of a programming exercise. And that brings us to arrangement movement. Twing only feels timeless when it evolves. In DNB, loop fatigue kills the vibe quickly, so you need subtle changes every 4 and 8 bars. Every 4 bars, change one or two things. Close the bass filter slightly. Add a ghost kick pickup. Remove one hat tick before a snare. Drop in a tiny reverse slice before the bar wraps. Every 8 bars, escalate a little more. Add a second break layer. Open the Reese filter slightly. Increase saturation a touch. Maybe create a 1-bar dropout for DJ-friendly phrasing. Use auto filter, echo for short dubby tails, utility for narrowing and restoring low-end width where needed, and drum bus for fill impact. The arrangement should still feel classic. Think 16-bar intro, 16-bar first drop, 8-bar variation, 8-bar tension lift, then a stronger second drop idea. That structure works because the groove stays familiar while the energy slowly mutates. Now let's cover the most common mistakes, because these will absolutely flatten a roller if you let them. First, do not make every element swing the same amount. Keep different groove strengths for drums, ghost notes, and bass. Second, do not quantize the life out of the break. Preserve the main snare and only adjust the supportive micro hits. Third, do not let the sub drift too far behind the beat. That is usually the first thing that kills weight. Fourth, do not overuse saturator or drum bus on the whole mix. Process on buses and keep low-end distortion under control. Fifth, do not add so many fills that you lose the hypnotic loop. Small changes every 4 bars, bigger changes every 8. That is the sweet spot. And sixth, always check mono compatibility. The sub should stay dead center and stable. A few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Try a slightly late ghost snare layer to create a sucked back feel under a firm main snare. Print a clean break and a processed break, then alternate them between sections for tension. Put a little saturation on the bass mids only, then high pass the distorted layer so the sub stays clean. Use drum bus lightly on the break bus with moderate drive and transients, but keep boom restrained unless you want a heavier modern edge. And if the low end already sits well, sidechain only the mid bass to the kick or snare pocket, not the sub. That preserves weight while still creating movement. Also, do not be afraid of a tiny bit of imperfection. In jungle, One or two ghost hits being slightly messy can actually sound more authentic. It gives that pressed-to-tape, hand-cut feeling that makes the groove feel alive. Here is a quick practice challenge to lock this in. Build a 4-bar loop using only Ableton stock tools. Load one break into Sampler and slice it by transients. Build a 4-hit drum phrase with a main snare, one ghost hit, and one pickup. Apply groove pull swing only to the ghost layer at about 50%. Create a simple two-note sub in operator and a detuned mid layer in Wavetable. Offset one bass response note by 5 to 10 milliseconds late. Then resample the loop for 4 bars, chop the resample, and make one 1-bar variation with a reverse fill. Compare the original loop and the resampled version. Ask yourself which one feels more like a roller. That question matters, because the goal is not just to make something that loops. The goal is to make something that rolls.